If you're a regular listener to Morning North, you know Backroads Bill as our northern adventurer who tells us about those special spots along the backroads of northern Ontario. Well, Bill Steer has a day job as well. He is the headmaster of the Canadian Ecology Centre in Mattawa, an institution he founded some 25 years ago. And next Saturday, on April the 23rd, the Canadian Ecology Centre is hosting a special fundraising Earth Day dinner. We've got Bill on the line to talk about that and the centre itself. Good morning, Bill.
Yes, good morning, Marcus. It's today is all about my vocation, not my avocation, but it's still all about going outside.
And it's all related, isn't it? Take us back 25 years, Bill. What was your vision for the Canadian Ecology Centre?
Well, here's the fast-forward version. When there was steel-frame mountain bikes, I was riding the back roads, and I rode into Sammy D. Champlain Provincial Park, and as a teacher, and I'm still a teacher, I thought, hey, this would be a great place to teach a course, environmental studies, environmental science. I went to the Near North District School Board, and I guess the rest is history. We started these intensive credits in the summer through the summer school. We put two teachers in every classroom, and we exceeded the 110 hours for our semester credits, and the students go away with a credit in 2 weeks, and that's the way it's been happening for the 25 years. And along the way, I took the idea to the Mattawan Area Forestry Committee for Economic Development. Now it's the Mattawa Bonfield EDC, and the center was born with buildings and the like, and there's my life flashing by 25 years.
So tell me about what is there. Can you describe the center as it stands and what sort of facilities you have?
The setting is really important. Beautiful Sammy D. Champlain Provincial Park here in the Mattawa River. We have 38 cabins. We have three main buildings. And it was a community economic development project. We don't run a food service. We have caterers from the community. Our laundry is done in the community and so on and so forth. So it was a real economic boost to the area. It's interesting to note that back in the day, the five municipalities of the area, Town of Mattawa, Papineau, Cameron, Kelvin, Bonfield, and Mattawan, plus Tembec and Columbia, it's now Columbia is reopening their mill just in a few short weeks.
So over the years, tell me about the work that you've done at the Ecology Center.
Well, we are an environmental learning center, and we're a nonprofit with a charitable foundation, and our business is environmental education. Brian Bennerman might say it's not too sexy to make money that way, but that's what we try to do, and that's our challenge on an ongoing basis. A lot of people think, you know, that we get subsidies from the government. We do not. We make our way through the world, but for sure, FEDNOR and the Northern Ontario Heritage Fund were instrumental in putting together all this bricks and mortar.
And so how many students would you go through there in a typical year?
Well, thousands, literally. I mean, they're coming and going, whether they're here for a few days a week or in the summer when they're in the residential school with the Near North District School Board. We really put through hundreds, if not thousands, of students.
And you teach teachers too, don't you?
We sure do. Through Nipissing University, Schulich School of Education, we have field camps for their B.Ed. candidates, and we're really exploring this new idea with regards to anxiety.
Well, talk about that. Tell me about the course you've got coming up.
Well, we seem to listen to an anxiety every day on the news, and it struck me to think about two parts of it. One, teachers need the training. Teachers are not therapists, but we really are. And I think as frontline workers, we can facilitate that identification process as long as we know about our own anxieties, and then help teach the students the triggers about mild anxiety before they go down a slippery slope. I mean, we know there's students today at home, in the schools, trying to cope, and students involved in programs where they're trying to cope with anxiety. So we're going to address this issue, and yes, you could get a high school credit if you have anxiety.
And talk about the role nature plays in helping people deal with that.
The easy solution is, I think for all of us, when we go outside for a walk, take that vitamin N, things are all not better. I think that's always been the common denominator in my mind, go outside. And I think that's what we have to do.
And when students go through the Ecology Center there, Bill, what sort of experience do they get? What do they take away? What have you heard from people about it?
Literally, there's been thousands of students come and go. But I think what they say is that they feel good about themselves. They feel more self-confident. They're more relaxed. And, of course, they get to experience, they interact with nature. So all our programs, and although we use technology as an innovative tool, GPS, digital cameras. Way back when, I remember the first digital cameras, and everyone thought, wow, what's all this about? And they could, you know, upload their photos. Well, this is commonplace now. But digital microscopes. So we have a lot of innovative programs to link science with the course curriculum.
Any stories, anything exciting that comes to mind over the last 18 to 25 years that you've been running these programs?
Yeah, well, you know, we were featured in National Geographic for our night vision programs. And so come full circle, now we have this wonderful observatory here with this $35,000 telescope donated by the North Bay Astronomy Club. So we've really come a long way.
Now, you've got this fundraising event coming up next Saturday on the 23rd. Tell me about that.
Yeah, the Earth Day Plus One, because it is on Saturday the 23rd. We have three Canadian authors, Stephen Sharper, who is his most recent book is For Earth's Sake, Hilary Sharper, whose novel is Perdita, and Adam Schultz, Alone Against the North. He's been dubbed the Indiana Jones of Canada. His book actually takes place on a river, the Again River, north of Cochrane and empties into James Bay. He was... He set out to prove that there are still unexplored rivers, and he chose the Hudson Bay Lowlands, and his whole book is set in this setting. So he'll be a really interesting one to listen to.
And so all three will be there for talk and dinner, book signing, all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, they'll be introduced by Janet Joy Wilson. She's seen on National Global Television, and she's with Penguin Random House. And so I think it's going to be a fine event.
All right. Well, we have books to give away and a pair of tickets for the event as well. These are special tickets, $100 a piece, aren't they?
Yeah, it is a bit of a fundraiser because we're looking forward to the future and our next building, another multi-purpose building that we need here. Buildings are fine before that bad weather. You know, I always say we have to go outside, but we also need the buildings. And so we'll look forward to an addition in the near future.
All right. Well, Bill, all the best with the event. Have a happy Earth Day next week and a happy Earth Day Plus One event. And thanks so much for joining us.
Well, good. Next time it'll be back to my avocation and more outside in great places of northeastern Ontario.
That's Backroads Bill Steer. He is the founder and headmaster of the Canadian Ecology Centre near Mattawa. So again, that big fundraising dinner to help out the centre is next Saturday, April the 23rd. Tickets are $100 each.